Wait.
Here.
Okay. Good.
Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? AC Bird?
Present.
Kathy Davis? Kathy? Zakai Free?
Here.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose? Mike Martin?
Here.
Essien Longaza?
Here.
Margaret Prescott? Margaret? I thought we'd said she was here before. Sarv Randhawa? Who just came on?
Hi, it's Wendy.
George Ryder?
Here.
Rob Robinson? Rob?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Here. This is Rob. I'm here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yeah.
Is that yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Lori Tazuma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Present.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Yash Yamanaka?
Here.
Okay. Mary Berg? Lonnie Hicks?
Here. Oh, here.
Nicole Sawaya.
She's no longer with us, and Dan Siegel is here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, I'd like to call the November 9th meeting of the PNB to order. Thank you all for attending. I sent out an agenda. This meeting was particularly noticed because of the issue of the bylaws and the proposed amendments to the bylaws that were pending. Several people have communicated to me since our last meeting about other issues. I don't believe what I added to the agenda is in any way inclusive. We have another meeting coming up on the 16th. If I left anything off, it wasn't intentional. It's just adding things that I thought we might be able to get to, given that we do have the bylaw amendment. Am I echoing there?
Yes.
Yeah. Someone just came on and you started echoing.
Who just came on?
This is Kathy. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Is the echo gone?
Yeah.
Okay. And we do have another meeting next week. So, again, I would ask you all to inundate me tonight or tomorrow with what you want included on next week's agenda. There are some critical things that are hanging over our heads, and so I put them on tonight, hoping that we will get to them. So, we've gone through the call to order. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved. That was Nia, Donna.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Nia. Okay, thank you. And are there any objections, additions, et cetera, to the agenda as it is, as I circulated to you all today? Okay. Hearing none, then I will forego a roll call vote and consider the agenda approved. Again, remember, everybody, please tonight and tomorrow send me other items that were not included or won't be covered by the end of tonight's three-hour meeting. And by the way, again, for those just coming on the call, Donna Neiman from the WBAI area is acting as secretary tonight. She's agreed to do this for tonight, for next Sunday's meeting, and for the remainder of the meetings. I assured her that our meetings were no longer than 3 hours. Okay. So I would like to start off with item number one on the agenda, which are the amendments to the bylaws. And on this issue, I am going to ask Yosh, Jack, and Bonnie to introduce this, and I'd like Yosh to begin.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Uh-huh.
PBA number one is a proposed amendment to Article 17, Section 1B of the bylaws, and that section deals with amending the bylaws. And essentially, this bylaw amendment, if it's enacted, would shift the burden of the two-thirds requirement. Presently, if Pacifica is to consider a second set of bylaws within any 12-month period, then it requires a two-thirds majority vote of the PNB in order to for the network to consider a second set of amendments. In other words, this is November of 08, and in order for, as the bylaws presently stand, if next year's PNB wishes to consider something in February, March, April, May, even in September or October, it would require that new PNB to amass a two-thirds majority before next year's PNB could consider another set of bylaws amendment any time prior to November or December of next year. And this amendment would shift that responsibility for attaining a two-thirds majority from next year's or the incoming PNB to the sitting PNB. It would shift the 12-month rule into a calendar year rule. So if we were to consider another set of bylaws, it would be up to this PNB, say in December, although I don't think there's enough time to do that, but it would shift the burden to the sitting PNB and shift the burden away from the incoming PNB. I hope that was clear enough.
Bonnie or Jack, it's my understanding, Yosh,
yeah,
that this particular amendment means that if we were to pass any amendment to the bylaws now, the way the bylaws currently stand, we would cripple or prohibit the next incoming TNB from passing a bylaw amendment for no less than 12 months. So this makes the ability to amend the bylaws occur within the calendar year as opposed to within a 12-month period. Is that correct?
Correct.
Jack, go ahead.
It's not perfectly correct because it's just that the two-thirds vote would override any 12-month rule. It's just that the two-thirds vote, you know, might be seen as burdensome. I can give a concrete example. We are currently amending the bylaws, and because of that, if you know, when a new members are seated, we call it a new board in January, they would have to either gather two-thirds vote to put another bylaw amendment up, or else they would have to wait until November. So that seems like it creates an undue burden to amending our bylaws, which are badly flawed. So I think that is the intent behind this amendment, and I see that it does no harm and probably does some good. And I would like to just add one point of reference that I don't think affects one way or another whether this should be approved or not. It's been argued by at least Bob Ledver, I think he has a point, that the word ballot actually refers to a membership vote where a ballot would have to go out to the full membership, and that this restriction was only intended in an instance where a membership vote came into consideration. I think that at some point the PNB should decide how to interpret the word ballot. It's such a technical point, I don't think we really need to deal with it tonight, and I don't think it would affect whether you would vote yes or no on this, but I wanted to raise that issue for future reference so that it won't be said in the future that we've never paid any attention to it.
Hi, Carolyn Burden on the call here. Sorry to be late, people.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn. You're just announcing yourself as opposed to wanting to be on the stack?
Correct, yes, I just got in. I don't even know what you're talking about. Yet.
Okay. And Bonnie?
I don't have much to add on this one other than that I agree. I do not believe that I see a way that this causes harm, and in fact it might do some good, and I am supporting it.
Okay, and could you report on the vote of the KPFA LSB yesterday on this particular?
Sure. The KPFA LSD did pass number one.
Okay. This is Wendy. Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
As one of the endorsers on this motion, the way it was explained just now, I found kind of confusing, different than reading it. Aren't we just changing the words 12-month period to calendar year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else with questions or comments? Okay. So I have a question for the body. Other than KPFA's LSD, have other LSDs received and considered the five amendments and voted on them?
And no for if, K.
No for K. Okay, what about for T?
T is going to do them next, the Wednesday, the 19th.
Okay, what about W?
W is going to be looking at that, I believe, coming up.
W okay. is going to have to review them this coming Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, they will. It has to be in the same month, the same calendar month that the board considers them. And WBAI?
No.
And will they be considering them this month or not?
We don't have a meeting scheduled for this month.
Okay.
To be fair, Sherry?
Yeah.
I don't think they were really informed that they needed to do it this month until just a couple days ago. So all the stations might be just scrambling to get it done now.
Right. I think that you're absolutely right.
Okay.
I think you're completely right. Okay. So are there any other comments on this bylaw before I request that the board vote on this particular amendment?
Actually, one more thing now, Wendy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could the chair, I guess, notify BAI that this has to happen? That it has to happen in the month of November, right?
I believe that Yosh did notify WBAI. Am I?
Well, sure? Can you just tell them, look, guys, we really have to do it this month. They have to like call a special meeting or something.
Wait a minute, Yosh, did you or did you not?
Yes, I did, Madam
Chair. Yeah, he did.
I wrote to the chair and I laid out the facts that they can call a special meeting with 7 days' notice and a telephone call, and if only to place that one agenda item. And that mail was sent out to the chair perhaps 2 days ago.
Okay,
Carolyn, on the
chair. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, we did get a note from Mitchell, who is out of the city, but trying to set up a meeting. So I think there's a poll going on.
Okay.
To pick a schedule, a time when we can meet, and we may end up meeting early some weekend morning, but
okay.
We are working on getting a rush meeting together.
Okay. All right. Very good. So with that in mind, and I have a question of either whoever is the better bylaw expert, does the chair abstain from voting on the bylaw amendments?
I would think not, but I'm no expert.
Well, I'm no expert either. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think not, too.
Okay, Jack?
I would say, I would tend to just treat it as any other vote, actually. But, I think it is special. And it's in a special category.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think that you'd have more leeway to vote, go ahead and vote.
Okay, I don't want to vote if it's going to spoil it, but I would like to vote on these.
It does require 12 votes to carry.
Okay.
Not just a majority, but absolutely 12 votes minimum to carry.
Okay. Okay. With that in mind, and for those people who joined the call late, I'm going to say again that for this evening and for the next meeting, Donna Neiman from the WBAI station or community is our secretary for the night. I had a conversation with her. Mary's trying to collect her notes and send Lonnie all the motions that he needs to proceed. She's been unable to do that, and so I made a decision. We have another secretary now. She has signed our confidentiality agreement. She's on the call, and I am going to ask you to please call the roll for the vote on the first proposed amendment to the bylaws.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden?
I'm going to abstain. We haven't really discussed this at my station yet.
Excuse me, this is Evelyn. My mute was on, and I'm voting yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. AC Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Did you say yes?
She said pass.
Okay. Zakai Free?
Pass.
Pass?
Yes, come back to me, please.
Okay. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? He's not hearing. Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Langaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Margaret? Sara Frandora? No. George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrunk?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Hi, Jen Nicole. I vote yes.
You vote yes. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Oh.
Yes.
Yasha Manaka?
Yes.
Okay. And the take the nose. I don't know that there are any nose. Were there
were no
passes.
Two passes.
Two passes. One abstention. Is that the same thing?
No. You have to go back to the passes.
Okay. Zakai?
Yes.
And Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Would you do the tally, please, Madam Secretary?
Eighteen yeses, one abstention.
Okay. I think he passes. Yosh, would you introduce the narrative of the proposed amendment number two?
Sure. PBA number two basically addresses a problem that we encountered earlier this summer. And basically the problem we have with this set of bylaws as written is that there are only two classes of meetings. There are regular/in-person, and every other meeting which is not an in-person meeting is by default a special meeting. And special meetings have certain rules regarding noticing the agenda at least 7 days in advance. And if you were to attempt to add an agenda item with only 3 days, 4 days, 6 days notice, that agenda item is technically out of order. And any single director can challenge that agenda item. And this, you know, classifying all of these telephonic meetings as special meetings really ties our hands and leaves us vulnerable to a challenge by any one of the 24 directors. And we need to create a third class of meeting. And the third class here would be called the monthly meeting. And the monthly meeting would have relaxed rules as far as posting the agenda. In other words, if tonight was a monthly meeting, and if someone wanted to add something at the last minute because of some emergency, let's say a loan or something, we had to discuss a loan, and it was not on the agenda item, by calling, if tonight were a monthly meeting instead of a special meeting, we could properly address that loan item without someone objecting and just having that important agenda item ruled out of bounds. Jack, do you want to add anything to that?
Jack?
Yeah, I was muted. Well, I would be more in the character of arguing against it for now. So that wouldn't really fall in the category of presenting the amendment properly, I guess, unless you're ready to hear a con argument, Madam Chair.
I am. I'll take a con and then a pro and then a con.
Okay. The problem that I see, I've taken a lot of time to come to a resolution about this. I think adding another class of meetings will more likely generate confusion than anything else. And I think that there's enough clarity in the bylaws, because Robert's Rules essentially distinguishes between regular and special meetings and doesn't have any provisions for anything in between, that if we start going into an uncharted realm without clearing up how actually procedure will take place in a different category of meeting, I think that we could wind up with even more procedural wrangling than we have, and I'm just opposed to that, and so I'm going to vote no on this.
Okay. May I have another comment in favor of it? A pro? Okay.
I will speak in favor again. If there,
go ahead, Josh.
Wishes. Yes, just to address Jack's concern. My goodness, now my thoughts. It flipped my mind.
I'll call on you again. If you gather your thoughts,
George, I'll speak for it. I mean, I think we've been basically violating the bylaws in the way we've been running the meetings, in that we have, in fact, been putting items on the agenda at the time on what have been our monthly meetings, and it seems to me that it's likely to have less of a less turmoil about it if we, in fact, create a category where that's legitimate. I mean, this meeting, for instance, I certainly didn't see the agenda 7 days in advance. I don't know that anyone else did. This is presumably a special meeting, but you know, we're going to consider this agenda because we need to. So it seems to me that Yosh's point on this is correct, and that we ought to just allow for monthly meetings, which are regular meetings, but which are not in person meetings.
Okay. Anyone else on this deck right now?
Madam Chair.
Yeah, and who is that?
Lonnie.
Oh, hi, Lonnie. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to speak from the point of view of just a staff person.
Go ahead.
One of the two difficulties I do have, one is that if items appear on the agenda without warning, I'm unprepared.
Right.
And I tend to get all nervous. And the other one is that sometimes the items appear on the agenda and you know who the author is. You don't know who the person, the interest that behind that motion. I'm wondering what Roberts has to say about identifying the author or the person placing the item on the agenda. That is because if the person has questions about it, many times I want to sort of, you know, answer that question, if possible, before the meeting with notice, so that time isn't taken at the board meeting where I'm sort of fumbling around trying to get an answer to a question I just learned was of concern. So that's just a staff person's point of view.
Okay. Thanks, Lonnie. Anybody else?
Point of information here, Carolyn.
Go ahead.
How would tonight's meeting, to get down to an example, have been different if this motion had been passed?
Well, tonight's meeting actually was a special meeting called specifically for the bylaws.
Yes, but the agenda has more than that on it, does it not? Did I miss something?
Yes. No, I added stuff onto the agenda just because we haven't met for a while.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of my point, that Yosha's motion seems to just regularize what we've been doing. Is that the correct interpretation?
Madam Chair.
I don't know. I mean, Yosha's motion seems to require another layer of meetings every month, and we do have meetings every month. So I'm going to ask Bonnie to address what happened at the KPF, Bonnie or Joe, both of you actually, what happened at the KPFA LSB meeting yesterday about this. I don't want to interject my opinion in here because I'm actually voting. Bonnie and Joe, Bonnie?
Joe, did you want to speak to this?
Joe?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, I was a little distracted.
Yeah, I got that. So, we're talking, I just wanted you and Bonnie to talk about what happened at our meeting yesterday. This is on bylaw number 2, Joe.
Well, the motion didn't pass. I mean, you're wondering what happened in terms of a discussion?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there were basically 2 points made. I mean, I think Brian Edwards Teagard raised the point that the bylaws amendment would, if I'm remembering correctly, would, you know, allow board members to hold, you know, to sort of push their own agenda to hold meetings whenever they saw fit, as long as they had a quorum. And I made the counterpoint that I think that's, you know, and I pointed to a couple of instances this year when we've had a lot of business to do, to take care of, and we've not been able to meet, you know, we've tried to meet and reach quorum. One time we were successful, another time we were not. But I think that it seems to me this bylaws amendment would help streamline the process so that we can get more business done, was the point I made.
Okay.
So that's in essence what happened, and it went to a vote, and it didn't get enough support.
So this one was not passed yesterday, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Bonnie, could you add some comments also?
I am voting against this. Really took time with this and tried to see if I felt that this would bring us better clarity and allow us to operate in the very contentious and fractious world that we seem to find ourselves in each time we meet. And I'm sorry I couldn't come to that conclusion. I am leery of adding a third class of meetings. I think it's going to be extremely confusing for everybody. Joe and I spoke about it before we had the vote yesterday. I just think there's quite a lot of confusion about this one, and I don't feel that this is going to lead us into the light very easily. And I'm worried about making it so complex that it leads us further into parliamentary wrangling on everything. So in my case, I'm opposed to this motion.
Wendy?
Who?
Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi. You know, as to Bonnie's last point that this might lead to more parliamentary wrangling, I think it's actually the opposite. What we have to consider is the reality of what we're dealing with. I mean, right now the Pacifica Foundation is in extreme crisis mode, and we haven't had a meeting for 2 weeks or more than 2 weeks. Then one is noticed, and it's a special meeting because that's what the notice, that's what the bylaws say. If it's not an in-person, it's a special. It was about bylaws amendments only. And we have way more than that on our plate, and we have a date when we can all do it. I really don't understand how this could lead to abuse of people's time. I mean, we've even called regular emergency meetings as per the bylaws, and lots of people boycott and make it so it's not a real meeting. So I just really think that everybody needs to consider what is best for Pacifica and how to make what we do legitimate. I'm going to vote in favor of this motion. You know, we just have to do what we need to do to get this job done, and no matter it, well, let me just stop there. I'm going to vote for it.
Any other comments?
I have a comment if no one else has.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Okay. Jack raised Robert's Rules. You know, Robert's Rules doesn't address situations such as Pacifica's, where we have in-persons. Now, they presumably have all their meetings in person, and so they don't need a distinction between in-persons and regular meetings. All their regular meetings are in person. So I see nothing wrong with adding that, you know, that special class called monthly meetings or regular meetings. As far as Lonnie's concern, he's got a legitimate concern, but it's not like our monthly meetings will be, you know, gotcha meetings. You know, hopefully we will have notices posted or agendas posted 21 days out or at least 7 days out, and we'll have, you know, 90% or 95% or 100% of the agenda out front before the meeting occurs. As far as Carolyn's question, I would say that this meeting is out of order, or it could have been called out of order, or certainly certain portions of the agenda could have been, well, I take that back. Certainly at least certain portions of the agenda could be called out of order because they were not noticed at least 7 days in advance. Secondly, I would say that the entire meeting could have been canceled or undermined by any director when they made their appearance at this call saying, I hereby notice, I object to this meeting going forward because we did not have proper notice. You did not give me a telephone call 7 days ago. In fact, you haven't given me a telephone call all year. The bylaws require 7 days notice for a special meeting plus a phone call. We have not been making those phone calls. Therefore, you know, unless a director waives that objection at the beginning of the meeting, and we've all waived, so I can, you know, you don't have to fear tonight's meeting being called out of order at this point. But Carolyn raises a valid concern. And as far as Bonnie's concern about parliamentary wrangling, Wendy addressed most of that quite eloquently. But, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that by having every single telephonic meeting a special meeting, it just opens up to game playing and objection, and we've seen that before this summer. And I really urge you to have, you know, Bonnie and even Jack to give this a second thought, and I hope that you will support. I hope that you and others will support this amendment. Please. Thank you.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
In the PNB voting on these amendments, is it like the LSB in that in order for the PNB to pass them, it's a supermajority?
Yes. Jack said that already, I think.
I'm sorry. I was just a question.
Jack,
it takes 12 yes votes minimum.
Okay. Any other comments on this bylaw amendment? For anybody? Okay.
This is Nia. Yeah, this is Kai. Can I jump in?
Wait. Yeah, Zakai. I heard Nia just before you. Nia.
Okay.
I mean, hear what everybody said. You know, Bonnie said something that really made me think that, when he said from a staff member's perspective, not that everything is going to be about staff, is that at times he would like to be prepared in order to come to us with information, and when we have something on the agenda, just to pop something on the agenda, and then expect an answer. And if we don't get the answer that we're looking for, then it appears as if, you know, it could be either a new IED or a new IED that he or she might be unprepared. So I kind of like that, you know, if we have something to do, that we give at least the 7 days notice of what's going to be on the agenda. Not to say, but on the other hand, you know, to be so, I don't want to say rigid, we don't have the flexibility of putting something on the agenda. So maybe we do need a little structure so that we're a little bit more organized.
Okay. Zakai? Zakai?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I like the spirit of the motion, but I wouldn't feel comfortable voting for it because our PNB, I don't think we've discussed this, and we meet this week. So are we having another meeting pretty soon, like another week?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
PNB meets next Sunday.
Okay. Yes, so we're having our meeting on Wednesday, so I probably wouldn't vote for it until I ran past the rest of the people.
Okay.
Carolyn, on the back here?
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, the first motion I said I had deferred on because we had discussed it on the LSC, but this one I is procedural and internal, and I'm definitely going to vote for it. I think it will stop exactly the problems that Bonnie and Jack may have alluded to, because I think we'll actually have some structure and some preparation. Even now, people do not accede to Lonnie's request with advance notice, so I don't see that that's a problem. But I think if we have some structure with meetings that are called what they really are, we might be better off. So I'm going to vote for this.
Point of information?
Point of information.
With regard to the approval by the LSBs, my understanding is that it both has to be approved at this meeting, and then also 3 out of 5 of the LSBs have to approve it as well. Is that correct?
Yes, in the same month.
So if we don't approve it, then they don't get to vote on it. Is that right?
Yes, Jack. Jack.
Well, they could vote on it, but it would be a waste of time and effort.
Okay, so this basically puts it in front of this is a vote to put it in front of the LSBs, and the 3 out of 5 is the final decision. Is that correct?
The LSB has already voted.
Our LSB already voted, George.
I understand
okay.
that. But that's not...
So you have not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Quick comment, Sherry.
Go ahead, Wendy.
You know, you guys have seen me yelling on the list today, just asking what's on the agenda, and kind of various times during the last 2 weeks, what is on the agenda for tonight? And I didn't get a response. We don't all know what's going to be on these meetings now. All this does is says that the kind of meetings that we're having will be legal. And I really, especially when people are saying now, I don't want to vote on this because my LSB hasn't seen it, I think it'd be really inappropriate for us to vote it down now and not give them, the remaining ones, the opportunity to weigh in on it. We can pass it now and just let maybe the LSBs will turn it down, but really, you know, come on, you guys, we've already seen how difficult all of this is to change anything, and some of this stuff really needs to be changed, so I would just urge an upvote, and if the LSBs don't like it, then they can vote it down, but let's make what we do already legal. We still have to say what the agendas are ahead of time. That this does not change that.
Okay, this is Grace. I have a point of personal privilege. Can I be recognized?
What is it?
I just got back on the call on my cell phone. There's a blackout in my area. I don't know how, in Los Angeles, I don't know how widespread it is, but I'm going outside to look if there's, I don't know. But anyway, I see. There's lights up in Beverly Hills, so I guess it's just my area.
Okay. What's your point of personal privilege, Grace?
That was it, in case anyone else from the KPFK signal area was off the call.
All right. Yosh, Jack.
Sorry.
Yosh and Jack, are you wired?
Yeah. Wired is not exactly the word, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm about fired up.
Yeah. All right. Are there any other comments, or I will ask the Madam Secretary to call the roll? Hearing none. I will ask Donna, please, to take the roll.
Mm-hmm. Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
No. Evelyn? Evelyn Bethune?
She's probably muted.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
No.
Effie Ann Wangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Sarah Franval Dawa? George?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
No.
No.
I think Lori just voted no.
Was that Lori with no?
Yes, that was me.
Mm-hmm. Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yasha Menaka?
Yes.
Okay. And Grace Aaron passed?
Yes. I vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay. That was the only pass, right?
Did you get Evelyn?
No, I didn't. Evelyn, are you there?
Vote. Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I also vote Evelyn. Yes.
You vote yes. Okay. Twelve yes. Seven no.
Okay, that one passes. Okay, number three. Yosh.
Okay, yes. PBA number three, this one would amend Article 6, Section 1, relating to the time and place of meetings. And essentially, it would allow the board by a two-thirds vote to eliminate one of our four in-persons by a two-thirds vote if there were a financial or other emergency condition. It also would allow flexibility in the rotation schedule of the signal area in which the in-person would meet. However, it would still require that no signal area would host more than once in any 12-month period and would require every signal area to host at least once in during any 24-month period. And this amendment came about because of the financial crisis and the perceived need to cut costs, including the elimination of costly in-person meetings. And that's why I would urge adoption of EBA number three.
Okay, Jack?
Well, again, I can offer a con on this.
Okay.
The problem that I see with, in the spirit of the amendment, I think I agree. I think that there's a problem that this introduces language that's too restrictive and doesn't give the board the flexibility it needs, especially vis-a-vis the requirement that the rotation between signal areas would now only be changeable if there was a financial or other emergency condition, whereas in practice we've seen on more than one occasion a station will be ill-disposed to be hosting a P&B meeting at a certain time of year, and the P&B has been accommodating and adjusted the rotation schedule. I don't see that it would be a good idea to put language into the bylaws that makes it harder for the P&B to conduct business in a reasonable way, and so, therefore, I'm opposed to the motion. The spirit of the motion, I think, is well intended. I think some language got into here that just sort of poisons it for me.
Any pros? Any more pros? Yosh?
Yes, certainly. I'm quite puzzled by Jack's response, because if you will read the bylaws as it's presently written, it says the four regular board meetings shall rotate through all five Foundation radio station areas. So meetings do not take place twice in the radio same station. I don't know, that sounds like a typo. until a meeting has been held in all other station areas. Jack, what that means is that, you know, if we're having a meeting in D.C. and we needed to have another meeting in D.C. before all other four meeting areas had been held, you could not hold a meeting in D.C. until the fifth meeting. And so this actually provides greater flexibility.
Madam Chair, since I've been rebutted, may I respond?
Yes.
Okay. My concern is that by adding language which sets specific criteria for when the PNB can alter the schedule, I think would really make it much harder to argue, say in court, that that was, you know, a reasonable thing to do. When we had amended the bylaws and set this high of a bar, that we could only make these adjustments in times of emergency situation. I think it's a mistake to have that language in there. And, you know, I see it as a greater problem than the problem in the original bylaws, including the typo, which is one of about 100.
Okay. Bonnie and Joe, could you tell the board, please, what happened at the KPFA LSB yesterday?
The KPFA LSB did not pass this. I don't have further comment right now. I may want to jump in.
Okay. Joe?
I'm sorry, I just was on mute. We did pass it. I mean, the discussion, I think, speaking for myself, I think I agree with the spirit of the motion, even though I'm ambivalent about not having in-person meetings, because I think it's important that the PNB meets in person. At the same time, I think this motion needs to be designed for us to work within the limitations of the financial constrictions we're facing, remain in keeping with the bylaws. So it went, I think, you know, I can't speak for everybody as to why they I can't speak for people who voted against it at KPFA, but I can only say what my position is.
Okay.
Sherry?
Yeah?
It's Bonnie. Maybe I should. I just feel like maybe I wasn't being fair not stating what my objection to it had been.
All right.
It really was, for me, the language about limiting us to only being able to make a decision to cancel a meeting if there were financial or other emergency conditions. I would like to think that the board, by majority vote, let's say there were a happy circumstance that with the potential for a national in-person meeting coming up, one of the signal areas had some large event going on that was very celebratory, or that there was a reason other than financial or emergency situation that we might want to rotate differently, or that we might want to place our meetings differently. Or I feel like this is too constraining, and that in passing it, we're not going in the right direction here. I think we have to try to work reasonably, more reasonably than we have, and I don't think that this leads us in that direction. I think this restricts things.
Okay. Any other comments?
This is George.
Go ahead.
I don't quite understand that argument. There, as Yosh pointed out, there is no way in the present bylaws to avoid recycling through all five before you go back to any one. The conditions by which we can do that in this financial emergency or some other emergency allows for some possibility of doing that. It only has to be, you know, the 12 months and the 24 month rule put in place, but that's more flexibility than we had before. So it may not be all the way in the direction of what you wanted, but it certainly seems to me to be in that direction. So I don't see how this is a limiting at all.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
I would like to speak if no one else does. This is Yosh.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. One thing I need to point out to all of the directors meeting tonight, you know, if this If this amendment does not pass, I suggest that we meet next week, that we decide where we're going to meet in December. I think it's too late to find an in-person in November, but it's certainly possible to arrange plane flights for our fourth in-person in December, which is what the present bylaws requires us to do. And if you want to just ignore, that is a motion that I think should be brought up next week if this bylaw amendment does not pass. It still requires approval by three of the other four signal areas, but I urge you, let's not just, please don't ignore the bylaws. We are required right now to have four in-persons this year. It's November already, so we must either have our fourth in-person this month or next month. Thank you.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to speak to this.
Hey, Grace.
I've been fairly ambivalent about this motion. However, taking into consideration the fact that there could be weather problems, there could be just simply exhaustion of the board, or any number of things which make it really difficult to have an in-person meeting, I think rather than just ignore our bylaws, which is not a good thing to do, we should pass this amendment because it gives us a little bit more flexibility. Of course, it does not preclude us from having a normal number of in-person board meetings. So as Yosh stated, right now we're going to be just simply out of compliance with the bylaws and not having a December meeting. I believe that Jack sent out a notice that we should plan a January meeting, not even mentioning the fact that we're ignoring the bylaws regarding having one in November or December. So I would speak in favor of this bylaws amendment.
Okay. Anyone else on the stack that hasn't spoken?
Yeah, this is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
And Nia, Madam Chair.
Okay, Nia.
I would like, my feeling about it is that anything that makes it easy to cancel an in-person meeting is bad, because I think that they're absolutely invaluable and we need them. So on that point, I am not happy about this. I am happy about the attempt that Yosh has made, however, to bring us into compliance and not ignore the bylaws, but change them to what we actually do or intend to do. I do want to point out that the problem with the meetings, the meeting provision requiring public comment and telephonic audio and or electronic with provisions for public comment is complicated enough, so it will not be totally without some cost and difficulty. But I'm going to vote for this only because I want the LSBs remaining to have a real chance to discuss this. So I'm going to vote yes with all of those reservations.
Okay. Was there someone else that I didn't hear who wants to make a comment?
It was Nia, Sherry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nia, go ahead.
Anyway. It's okay. In terms of this particular bylaw, Yosh, with all due respect, and I sincerely mean that, if due to special circumstances we need two-thirds in order to postpone, somehow I don't think we'll get the two-thirds to postpone. Now, when you just said if that's the case, let's plan a meeting for November or December. The fact of the money is that the fact of the matter is that we don't have any money. So I can't see us saying, well, to just bring us into compliance, well, let's do a meeting then if we don't want to pass this bylaw. I don't think that's the spirit in which we should be doing this. I because earlier in the year, if you remember, it was difficult. People thought, you know, that we should capture funds from here, there, and everywhere to get the money. And in order to have a meeting in July, when in fact, as you can see, we have no money. So I get concerned about the two-thirds, and you and I had talked about that, Yosh, and I was going to go along with a simple majority, but I really have to speak against it, that I cannot go along with the two-thirds.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Yosh for the stack.
Hey, Yosh.
Yes, at the risk of going ping-pong, but Ms. Dediako's concerned. You know, she's concerned that two-thirds is too high a hurdle, and she would prefer a 50% hurdle instead. Is there anyone... I don't know that anyone... Can anyone doubt that we could not raise a two-thirds or four-fifths majority in order to cancel the upcoming December meeting? You know, it should be a very easy thing for us to pass the two-thirds consensus on the financial emergency, which requires us to cancel the fourth in-person this year. So,
really, if I could add...
Wait. I don't think Yosh is done, and I didn't recognize you. So,
no, I was asking to be recognized. Sorry, I thought he was done.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done, so I'll waive the balance of my time.
Andy?
The
way the bylaws...
Wait,
I'm sorry, Yosh. Go ahead. Yosh, what did you say?
No, I said I'd waive the balance of my time.
Okay, all right. Wendy?
You all know that I'm one of those people that thinks that we should have all four no matter what. I just wanted to say that I think we're considering it wrong if we're worrying that this would now impose a two-thirds. The way the bylaws read right now, it's a no-thirds. You can't cancel an in-person meeting for anything. So I just really don't like the idea of the PNB not meeting all these times a year. I know why it's in there. But at the same time, I think that the two-thirds threshold is big, and that's what allows... Now my kids are yelling. That's what allows all of this to happen, is if you make it two-thirds. But either way, right now we can't cancel any meetings at all. So I don't think this imposes anything new on us. It just makes it legal, should we decide by two-thirds, that we need to not have a meeting.
Is there anybody else in the stack?
Yeah, this is Zakai.
Oh, go ahead, Zakai.
Yeah, I just want to say it seems like a really reasonable and prudent change to the bylaws, particularly with the financial issues that we're facing, and being able to start using more technology to bring our community together, I think would be a good practice for this board to promote.
Okay, anybody else on this deck?
Lonnie,
was that you?
Yes.
Okay, Lonnie, you're really muted and soft and almost inaudible, so go to another mic and please go ahead.
Yeah, I took it off mute. Can you hear me now?
Very
vaguely. Okay, well, you know what I'm going to say. Just identifying money for December will be an issue.
Okay.
Thanks.
Could you repeat that, please?
Well, you know, if you folks do decide to do December, it'll be a question of, you know, money and where and how we can, you know, just afford it. Especially if we're talking about a situation where you want to go 30 days out, you know, that means you have to come up with the money in a week to get started. So, as always, money's an issue.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Hearing no one else for the stack, I would ask the Madam Secretary to call the roll.